Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. Today we're going to talk about something called Awakening Coaching with the wonderful Arjuna Arda. He wrote a book called Better Than Sex, The Ecstatic Art of Awakening Coaching. Hello, Arjuna. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hello, Lisa. It's a great pleasure to be with you.
It's so wonderful to have you on. It's a wonderful book. And I have to say, what a great title. How did you come up with that?
Well, you know, I was teaching a workshop in Vienna, Austria, a couple of years ago. And in these weekends for Awakening Coaching, I guide people into how to facilitate awakening with each other. We can talk about what awakening means in a moment. And on the first day, we went into these practices together. On the second day, everybody came back. Now, they'd had a night to sleep on it. So I asked them for a check-in. You know, how's everything been going? And somebody said, wow, I feel so relaxed. All the stress has gone from my body. Somebody said, I feel so much creativity. I worked for 2 hours on my book last night. Somebody said, I feel so much love. I felt an incredible connection with my wife. And it got all the way around this circle of people. And finally, somebody said, I just don't know how to describe it. I feel so good. I feel so tingling in my body. I don't know how to say it. It's better than sex. So I said, okay, that's a great title for a book. I'll use that for my next book. So that's how it happened.
Well, I'm sure now everybody is like, okay, if this is better than sex, what is awakening coaching?
Right. Well, actually, some people say the guy's British. He probably just has a terrible sex life. So what we mean by awakening is really simple. And it's actually in these days, you know, when there is so much insecure news with the terrorism that's growing in Syria and Iraq, and with the threat of disease, you know, deadly diseases spreading, there's so much to be worried about. Awakening becomes more and more important and relevant and urgent. What awakening means is to recognize who you are deeper than the usual procession of thoughts and reactive feelings. And this doesn't need to be a big deal, you know, the fruit of years or lifetimes of ascetic practice. This is something that's constantly available in this moment now, to become curious about your own presence, curious about your own nature. And this, we've actually turned this into a coaching method, because this kind of inquiry historically has often been hierarchical and patriarchal. So a lot of, you know, the great religions and spiritual traditions, they've been really based in dogma and hierarchy, and it made the whole thing very complicated. By actually leveling the playing field and addressing this inquiry as a way of coaching, you discover that it's extremely accessible. People can easily have moments and tastes of accessing their true nature beyond the incessant worry of the mind, and then you discover, not only discover a sense of peace, which people have talked about a lot, but you also discover that in who you are is the solution to every problem. It's the wellspring of creativity. It's the source of love. And we've now been able to demonstrate this with thousands and with tens of thousands of people. I've trained 1,500 coaches all over the world. And, of course, they've worked with a lot of other people. So we've been able to demonstrate now over 25 years that this is extremely predictable and reliable and scientific. We can actually guide people in a predictable way into a recognition of a source of well-being that is extremely stable and not subject to the usual ebbs and flows of daily life.
What can our listeners do that can help them tap into this? Is there something like a mantra? Is there a way to get them started? So when they're done listening to the show, they can say, I really love this. I want to get the book, but I also want something tangible right now that I can.
Yeah. It's a great question. And, you know, actually, it's a great question. And I'm afraid I have a slightly evasive answer, because this, in a way, has been the problem, you know, that we've had for thousands of years. We've been listening to one-size-fits-all solutions, like everybody chant this mantra, or everybody breathe in this way, or everybody eat bean sprouts and tofu, and it just doesn't really work like that. You know, I think we've had enough evidence to see that everybody following a recipe simply doesn't work out. So what's actually much more important, Lisa, I think, is to flip the thing around. Instead of following somebody else, drill deep into your own presence in this moment, like you are the star of the movie. You're not an extra in somebody else's movie. You are the star of this Oscar-winning movie. So actually, what is your life about? And the question that we often, the question we always start awakening coaching with, whether it's a one-on-one coaching relationship or a training or a weekend intensive, we always ask this question first. What is your deepest longing? And of course, we have ready-made answers. Well, you know, I want money. I want to be powerful. I want to have a happy family. But these are a little bit like learned by rote answers. So it's important to really drill deep, 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 deep and find out, why are you here? Why are you in a human body? What is the purpose of your life? If actually human life was a choice that you can't remember, then what was the point of being here? And when people can reconnect with that in a way that I have, in a way that many other people have, everything lights up. It's like plugging in all the lights on the Christmas tree all at once. Bing! You're incredibly energized when you have a restored connection of why you're here and what gives your life meaning and purpose. Now, so that is probably the best thing anybody could do, is sit down, maybe right after this radio show is finished, sit down for a few minutes and really give yourself the gift of this question. What is my deepest longing? Why am I here? What is really important to me? What makes my life real? And be aware of all the answers that you've been fed. I mean, a good example would be money. You know, we've been conditioned to think we must have more money, or we must have more stuff, or the latest electronic gadget. Well, of course, that's not a desire that's arising from within you. It's something that's imposed by organized society. So, I mean, money is a completely man-made invention, or humankind-made invention. So we need to go deeper than that and find out, what is it that really gives you energy, that gives you inspiration? When you tap into that, the well-being you feel in life comes completely from who you are rather than what happens to you. And then it's very, very easy to weather the storms of life and actually, through those storms, to make a huge contribution to the world around you.
So do you help people then sort of figure out what you've been fed by society versus what you truly believe? Because I think sometimes it can be blurred for folks.
Yes. I think that the key word, Lisa, you just use is figuring out, you know. Figuring out is often refers to a process, a mental process, you know, thinking it through. We need to tap deeper than that into the place where you just know, you know. Now, I don't yet know you very well, and I'm looking forward to getting to know you better. But so let me ask you a personal question. Are you married?
Yes.
Do you love your husband?
Yes.
See, you didn't have to figure it out. You know that. When I say, do you love your husband, it's like, bam, you don't have to. There's no thinking required. You just know it. And there's probably a lot of questions I could ask you like that, but you just know the answer. You know it. It's completely intrinsic to you. If I asked you, I don't know if you have children, but if I asked you the same, do you love your children, or many things, you just know that. And there's lots of things like that. When we can tap into the dimension where we know, we call in awakening coaching, we call that inspired certainty. And when you live life from the dimension where you know, things become very easy and simple and incredibly highly energized. You get a huge wave of support from life around you.
Arjuna, this has been so great. The book is Better Than Sex, The Ecstatic Art of Awakening Coaching. You can go to arjunaarda.com. I'm going to spell that arjunaardagh.com and awakeningcoachingtraining.com. And this has been such a thrill. This is Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.